be the perfect show to wrap the legendary blues series at the Royal. Tickets are $15 for this show or $45 for the series and are available now at liveattheroyal.com. Eddie Music, Royal Espresso, and here at Kootenai Co-op Radio.
Did you know that being a Kootenai Co-op Radio member is not only great for supporting community radio, it's also great for your pocketbook? Your Kootenai Co-op Radio membership card earns you some valuable savings. Just look inside and see our list of friends of CJLY. Generous businesses that offer various discounts to cardholders. For example, under the Outside and Adventures section, you'll receive discounts from Footsteps Eco Adventures, Jarek Cycle and Ski, and Hellman Canoes and Kayaks. Become a proud card-carrying Kootenai Co-op Radio member today!
Good afternoon and welcome to Variations on a Theme here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson, CJLY, 96.5 FM in Crawford Bay, and 107.5 FM in New Denver. My name is Mossung Miles, and again, welcome to Variations on a Theme today. As we head into spring and the weather warms up, you might be making some plans as you come out of hibernation, thinking about what you're going to be doing this spring and summer. With that in mind, today's theme on Variations on a Theme is plans. We'll be covering a wide spectrum of music today, from Lucinda Williams to Los Campesinos, from Dead Prez to Dinosaur Jr. But we'll start things off with a song from one of my favorite albums of all time. From their 1999 album Keep It Like a Secret, here's Built to Spill with The Plan.
Yeah. happy. He must be happy. He must be happy. He must be happy in his world.
XTC from their 1979 album Drums and Wires with Making Plans for Nigel. Obviously, we don't always make plans for ourselves. Sometimes they're made for us. And before that was Built to Spill with The Plan from 1999's Keep It Like a Secret. I'm going to present a couple songs here of, I guess, contrasting messages, contrasting subjects. The first one involves a plan that is a plan of despair, I guess you would say, arising out of a content state or a pretty complacent state, while the one after that is the opposite. It's how to plan for hope in the face of despair. So we'll start with Pedro the Lion and A Simple Plan.
In the factories are perfectly run. The workers and bosses are living as one. People are equal, people are good.
toys for my kids. The class war is over and everyone wins. It's such a simple plan to take it like a man, but I'm not sure I can. For a decade, corruption and greed, it gave me a purpose, a reason to breathe. But now that it's over, now that we've won, I still sit in my bedroom alone with the shotgun.
Can't be trusted. The heroes have let us down, and innocence lies rusted and frozen beneath the ground. And the destitute and isolated have all been forgotten. Fruit trees we planted are withered and rotten. The abused and magnificent suffer from infection, and the promises were given, but never with intention. War becomes commonplace, secrets overheard, and violence big business, and love's just a word. Why do we marry? Why do we fall in love? Keep on believing in love, because love is a mighty sword. Love is our weapon. Love is the lesson. We are the conquerors. We are the soldiers. We are the lovers. That's why we fall in love. It's why we believe in love. And that's why we marry.
Work of Saws out of Minneapolis, Minnesota with Plan Your Ninth Balloon. That's from their album Motivation and Water Tower Grammar. Before that was Lucinda Williams with Plan to Marry. That is from her 2008 album Little Honey. And that's the song that I really like that song, talking about why we make plans for love and marrying, and with everything that goes on in the world, we still have to keep hope. That's why we make plans. Before that was Pedro the Lion out of Seattle with A Simple Plan, and that's from the album Achilles Heel from 2004. All right, well, we're going to amp it up a little bit now. We're going to hear from Los Campesinos out of the UK. Now, this song, I would encourage you to pay very close attention to the lyrics, even look them up later if you are so inclined. They involve moving to Malta, winning the World Cup, having your likeness printed on currency, you know, just things like that. Now, if that all sounds a bit fantastic or even unrealistic, that's because this is not a backup plan or plan B. This is plan A. Just a second here. I'll get it going just a second.
Let's go. come on, oh, Billy, come on, oh, 'cause I heard your 100th song. And though I liked the tale of the millionaires that constructed the fine bolts and put their buildings in the air, Billy, come on, oh, Billy, come on, come and sing your 100th song. Bring the cautionary tales to the reaction.
For All Guys out of Victoria, BC, of course, with Time Destroys Its Plan at the Reactionary Table from their 2003 album, The Golden River. Before that, we heard from Vancouver's You Say Party with 5-Year Plan. That's from their 2007 album, Lose All Time. And to kick off that set of three was Los Campesinos with Plan A from their 2010 album, Romance Is Boring. Got a couple of announcements here from the community. Local paraglider pilot Benjamin Jordan premieres his documentary Dream at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, March 25th, at the Capitol Theater in Nelson. March marks the launch of his Above and Beyond Kootenays initiative, which connects his local fundraising efforts to the local youth camp, Teepee Camp, a remote access nature camp on the East Shore, which focuses on wilderness immersion for self-esteem. Jordan is committing 100% of the proceeds generated from ticket and DVD sales to Teepee Camp. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for children, and are available at Otter Books. Also, the West Kootenay Naturalists are hosting Elk Valley Wild Site and Margot Saunders as they present a video presentation and slideshow of the Flathead Valley natural history. This free event is being held at the Silver King campus of Selkirk College in Nelson on March 28th at 8 p.m. Once again, you're listening to Variations on a Theme here on Kootenay Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, B.C. Today's theme is plans, and let's continue to explore this theme. We'll take a little detour into hip-hop right now with a couple of songs involving plans and regarding that thing that most of us worry about a lot, money. So we'll start with Dead Prez telling us, with all the money that you see going to corporations and money being wasted around the world, sometimes you have to make your own stimulus plan.
You should Google the Amero, then the Afro, then the Euro. Anything for that green. It's a scam. It's a scheme.
We can't seem to help our own citizens who are having foreclosure crisis.
The bailout on the House floor, warning that it could destroy the dollar and the global economy.
Working families are suffering. Unemployment is over 10% in my own district. We have over 2,300 people who have lost their homes to foreclosure. Retirement and pension funds are losing value. Local government can't make decisions.
$4 or $5 bill, certain parts of the bill, you can get your blood spilled on the concrete. Little 17-year-old. Going foul in the hood, on the prowl out in these streets. I done been in the same situations. Heartbeat racing, you come up or you don't eat. I done had to sleep in the train station. Going stop to stop with no place to be. Paper chasing, filling out applications for weeks, just trying to get up on my feet. But they ain't hiring, so I was forced to resort to the street just to make ends meet. It's called survival. The struggle continues. If it offends you, let me remind you, we all have instinct to do what we have to do to make it through, and this drive is primal. Whether you at Mickey D's taking an order, or coming from Florida, transporting a quarter, or on the corner, we all got needs. I gotta feed my son, he gotta feed his daughter. Now I ain't no capitalist exploiter, but I know the rules of supply and demand. Whoever control the product, control us supply. Well, hey, that's the law of the land. Make your own stimulus plan.
About money. They say the USA was founded on freedom, but slavery built this country. Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Hamilton, Jackson, Grant, all slave owners. And even today, from Clinton to Bush, they running the same game on us. They so-called war on terror, just a ploy to get more cheddar. De Niro, the root of all evil. They come in, bomb and shoot and exploit the people and call it freedom. It's a cold game, and it's the same from the top of the food chain all the way down to the little homie in the street gang slinging cocaine. That's how they do things. It's the American way, imperialism, have it your way, whatever it takes, whoever get f***ed in the process, that's okay, that's how they play, so you can't blame us, them dead white men on that paper ain't us, we still got to hustle for the benefits, man, my grind is my stimulus plan.
Constituents are concerned about where the $700 billion is going. They want to know. Because they get up every morning, they work hard, they give up their tax dollars, and they're trying to figure out where did the money go, where's it going.
Anything for that green. inspired, so devious. Yes, sir.
This is what I do.
Listen, these is tripping. These been thinking we ain't tripping off lyrics. Soulja Boy tell him did better than the regular Bahola beat. He ain't speaking for everyone. Nah, these is lunching. We thinking success is only measured by your money. Cause money never lasts. In fact, it's only lasts on the list of impactful things we can ask for. So, with that, we need us to plan. Respect is growing inferior to sound scans. If they don't sound bad, you should ban me. I don't give a damn about grand. See, my mind's on the Grammy. Am I, am I what I write? Cause hype gets you Rick Meyer every single time. But nah, he is quite different. Cause his hype and talent still manage the equivalent. They are not legitimate enough to belittle us. His demo's lost love and love for a lyricist. So I gotta pitch him this for a better outcome. You say the art's dying, nah, brother, buy an album. The plan. Lazy. These complain about Wayne, Kanye, and Jay-Z. These bothered. These critics be talking. We sometimes acknowledge the beat as from blogging. But rather than singing our praise, they do raise the bar to a level unattainable. And download that cause they're scared to do what the Soulja Boy fans be prepared to do. What the B5 fans get their mother to do. Them cowboy country singers gon' forever recoup. Hey, ain't nothing to you, but it's something to me. I mean, it's something to we. Artists is something to eat. So if we come with peace, or we run with peace, hoping it's a piece of mine and put it to peace. When they put it in leaking, what we put is a cease. Now the first week sales can't hardly compete. This is the mark of the beast. This is the end of the glow. That's why rappers is actors trying to dabble in clothes. I just rap cause I'm post to. This what I know. I conclude by my music, no more free downloads. They can't steal my quotes, can't steal my shows. I bought them tracks, stupid. I'm broke. How you live with your folks? Why find it up? Find a couple of blog sites to finish yourself. Tuesdays used to matter. Now the only thing that happens is you and you saying that been had that, been heard that, been working. Hurricane clapping lyricism ain't working. I mean it been working, but we don't get support like orphan. So now this work's been worthless. Now if you give us a chance, they say hip hop's dead. I believe it's just the fans. It's the plan.
It's a perfect plan. So inspired, so devious. Yes, sir.
This is what I do.
Yes, that was a Seinfeld clip you heard there. That was rapper Wale out of Washington, D.C. with The Perfect Plan. Really interesting take on the perils of trying to make it as a musician and artist and make a living. And that's from his mixtape, The Mixtape About Nothing, a Seinfeld-themed album. And that album is available for free online if you just Google it. That's Wale, W-A-L-E, and The Mixtape About Nothing. And before that, we heard from Dead Prez with a Stimulus Plan from their album Pulse of the People. Well, let's keep on with this theme of plans today. And sometimes when you're making a change or making plans for something, you need something a little bit more concrete than a plan, something a little more stable. You might need, as Arkell says here, a blueprint.
Yeah.
Okay, we heard from a couple of bands from Ontario there. First, that was Sandman Viper Command out of Burlington with The Best of Plans from a 2009 album, Everybody See This. And before that was Arkells out of Hamilton, Ontario with Blueprint from their 2008 album, Jackson Square. Well, lots of plans. You can make lots of plans for things in life, good things, bad things. Sometimes you are in a bad thing or bad situation, need to plan a way out of there. Sometimes even if it's of your own creation. Let's hear what one-man band Sleeping States has to say about that with Planning My Escape.
To the town, by the touch and where we won't be around. And whoa,
Zoom Pono featuring A.C. Newman, who is currently of the New Pornographers. That album was called, that was from the album Going Through Changes from 1996, and the song was called Here's the Plan. Before that, in the middle there, was American, Canadian, etc. group from Czech Republic with A Plan. And starting off that set was Sleeping States with Planning My Escape. From there, the Open Spaces. Well, thanks again for tuning in to Variations on a Theme. Next week, our theme will be spring. If you have any thoughts on that, email me, voatradio@gmail.com, or find me at voatradio.blogspot.com. We'll finish things off with Dinosaur Jr. from their 2009 album, Farm Hears Plants. Take care and see you next week.
Bookstore still contains more ideas of worth than have ever been presented in the entire history of television. A quote by Andrew Ross. Read a book and expand your mind. Visit Otter Books, a locally owned bookstore on Baker Street in Nelson.
Don't want flyers? Do want Pennywise? Now you can have it all. All four editions are available online. www.pennywiseads.com. A little paper that could sure sell stuff.
Hi, I'm Pat Henman, donor coordinator at Selkirk College. I'd like to tell you about our Count Me In revitalization campaign. Selkirk College is raising